Just want to greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank Brother Makwinye for granting us this opportunity to come. He is a very insistent person.
I'm
also a very elusive person. So finally I want to congratulate him for tying me down. I had run out of all excuses. Amen. But we want to thank God. I respect him.
And
I love him. Because when I was still new in the message, he is the first man who picked me to become a part of the bridegroom's lineup.
In
the message. Amen. So I remember that wedding very well. I know the type of suit I was wearing. I know the suit he was wearing himself. Because that was a very important event for me. Amen. So I want to appreciate him very much.
To
appreciate my fellow countrymen.
Amen.
Brother Chigudu, Brother Chesa there.
Brother Chigudu and Brother Chesa. The both of them have preached for us in Dawendale.
And we loved that, and we are looking forward to them coming again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I bring greetings from
Dawendale.
Not Glendale, as some people mistaken Dawendale and say Glendale.
Kwete ku Glendale, sezvinoita vamwe, asi ku Dawendale.
There's Greendale.
Kune Greendale.
There's Glendale.
Kune Glendale.
There's Dawendale.
Kune Dawendale.
Just want you to make sure, so that you don't mistaken. Amen. Yes, madeodeo, you are akakosha.
It's very important to differentiate those.
Praise the Lord. I think we can now stand. I just wanted to. If we can open our Bibles, we have two scriptures, Revelation 3. And Isaiah chapter 4. Revelation chapter 3 we'll start.
Revelation chapter 3 tichatanga hedu.
Verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
Tarira ndimire pamukova ndichigogodza. Kana munhu akanzwa inzwi rangu akazarura mukova ndichapinda kwaari ndicharayira naye iye neni.
To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my father in his throne.
Unokunda ndichamupa chinhu ichi kuti agare neni pachigaro changu choushe. Seniwo ndakakunda ndikagara pamwe chete nababa vangu pachigaro chavo choushe.
Isaiah chapter 4.
Isaiah chitsauko 4.
I want to read from there.
Ndakuverenga kubva ipapo.
And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach.
Nezuva iro vakadzi vanomwe vachabata murume mumwe vachiti tichachafuka zvokufuka zvedu tinongoda kudanwa nezita rako bedzi kubvisa kunyadzwa kwedu.
Ishokorao tinogona kugara zvedu pasi.
Lord bless the reading of the word. We may be seated.
Just wanted to, I know that it's not okay, but we will just go through a few quotations and we can go home.
I know we started a little late. Sichango taura zvimwe zvinokorwa. Tenda yedu kudzimba.
But I want to talk about Jesus standing and knocking at the door.
Tidatora pamusoro pechidzidzo chekuti Jesu amire pamukova achigugudza.
Amen. Jesus standing and knocking at the door.
Akamira achigugudza pamusoro.
And the door that is knocking on is your door.
Zvino mukova wari kugogodza pauri ndiwe iwewe.
Is the believer's door.
Ndo gonhi remutendi.
Praise the Lord. And everyone has got that door.
Munhu wese ane gonhi iroro.
Because at the end time Jesus he says to be outside.
Nekuti munguva dzekupedzisira Jesu anonzi ari kunze.
And he wants to come inside.
Ari kuda kupinda mukati.
And he's knocking at
kugogodza pamukova uri.
So that he can gain entry.
Kuti akwanise kupinda.
Jesus, that Jesus Christ.
He is Jesus Christ.
He has come to help us.
Auya kuzotibatsira.
He has come to help you.
Auya kuzokuyamura.
But he is failing to gain entry or access.
Asi ari kutadza kuwana mukana wekupinda.
Into the heart of the believer.
Kupinda mumoyo wemutendi.
To the heart of the sufferer.
Kune mumoyo uyo ari kutambudzika.
He is loaded with good things.
Vakazara nemaropa fadzo.
He is loaded with what the believer wants.
Vakazara vakaremerwa nezviri kudiwa nemutendi.
But he is outside.
Asi vari panze.
And he wants to come inside with the load of good things that he has.
Vakatakura zvakanaka zvavainazvo.
But he is knocking at the gate door.
Asi vari kugugudza vari pamukova.
And he is not being allowed to get inside.
Havasi kutenderwa kupinda.
It's a pathetic situation.
Chimiro chinonzwisa tsitsi.
That Jesus has to be like that.
Chekuti Jesu,
the one who is suffering.
Kutenge ndiye ari kutambudzika.
We are the ones suffering.
Isu tisu tiri kutambudzika.
We are the ones who need Jesus into our lives.
Tisu tinoda Jesu muupenyu hwedu.
But he is the one who is begging us to enter into our lives.
Asi ndiye ari kutokumbira kuti apinde muupenyu
hwedu. The singer said Jesus paid a debt.
Muimbi anoti Jesu akabhadhara
mbhadharo. Which he did not owe.
Anga asina chikwereti
asakabhadhara. We owed a debt.
Isu taiva nechikwereti.
Which we could not pay.
Chatanga tisingagoni kubhadhara.
Praise the Lord. And we are the ones who are supposed to be actually welcoming Jesus into our hearts.
Tisuka tinofanira kunge tichigamuchira Jesu mumwoyo yedu.
Praise the Lord. In the Bible we hear when Adam sinned.
Bhaibheri rinonzwa Adam paakaita chivi.
And when he sinned.
Paakaita chivi.
He's the one who needed help.
Ndiye aida rubatsiro.
He's the one who was supposed to run to God.
Ndiye aifanira kumhanya kuenda kuna
Mwari. Crying and bothering God about his condition.
Achiedza kunyengetedza Mwari nechimiro
chake. He was supposed to run to God.
Aifanira kumhanya kuna Mwari.
But we find the opposite.
Asi tiri kuonaka zvichiitika zvakapesa.
It's God who is trying to run after Adam.
Mwari ndo vari kutomhanyisa vachida kubata Adam.
It's the same situation that we are reading about.
Ndo chimiro chatiri kuverenga
icho. Jesus is knocking.
Jesu ari kugogodza.
He's knocking at your heart.
Ari kugogodza mumwoyo wako.
He's knocking at your door.
Ari kugogodza pamukova wako.
And yet it's supposed to be you.
Asi ndiwe iwewe ma.
Because you are the one who sinned.
Unofanira kunge uchigogodza
nemwoyo wako. You are supposed to be knocking on the heart of Jesus.
Iwe ndiwe unofanira kunge uchigogodza mumwoyo wa Jesu.
You are supposed to be knocking on the door of Jesus.
Tinofanira kunge tichigogodza mumwoyo
wa Jesu. Because it's us who are in need.
Nekuti tisu tinoda rubatsiro.
And it's us who should be knocking and bothering him.
Tisu tinofanira kunge tichimunetsa.
But he is outside.
Asi ari panze.
He is ndiye. He is pleading with us.
Ari kutokumbira
nekuti. So that he can come into our hearts.
Kuti apinde mumwoyo wedu.
And help us.
Agokwanisa kutibatsira.
The prophet says in I stand at the door and knock.
Prophet anoti maridzo ya stand at
the
door.
But then when the great artist
apo uyo muvezi mukuru,
I can't call his name just at this time.
Handigone kudai kutaura
zvitara. When he painted the picture of Jesus knocking at the door.
Penda mfananidzo wa Kristo achigugudza pamusoro.
Any picture it can become a famous picture.
Chero mfananidzo uno kana mfananidzo nemukurumbira.
A famous picture.
Usati wa mfananidzo nemukurumbira.
Go through the hall of critics.
Unofanira kupinda
mumashoropodzi. Who are famous artists who criticize the picture.
Vana mazvikokota vekupenda ndo vanoongorora mfananidzo.
They find all the flaws with it.
Votsvaga zvese zvakatsvema pauri.
So after this famous picture it went through practically the hall of critics.
Zvino mushure menge mfananidzo wapinda mumashoropodzi.
It was asked the man who gave the painting.
Zvakabvunzwa munhu yakapenda
mfananidzo. The critic said there's just one thing that I find wrong with your picture.
Mutsoropodzi.
He said you have forgotten to put the latch on the door.
Makanga anwaka kuti muise chihuri.
And the painter said, "Oh no, you misunderstood."
Anopenda akati muri
kuvhiringidza. The latch was on the inside.
Aichihuri changa chiri.
He would raise the latch and go in.
Aingovhura opinda.
There would be no need for him to knock. He would just take the handle and open the door. But the latch is on the inside. The person inside must lift the latch. That's the way it is. Jesus, with all his mercy and all his compassion, yet you are the person that will let him in or keep him out. You have the latch on your side. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus at the door.
Jesus.
Paragraph 13. And that's the way it is. The latch is on the inside. Christ knocks at the door. But you have to open the door. He will not against your will. He gives you the ability to let him in. He cannot force himself. For there is no latch for him to come in. You must open the door. And then what would anyone knock a door for? What would be the object of someone knocking at your door? Trying to gain entrance inside with a message, with a present, or with a commission, or something that the one is knocking is trying to get to the inside to see who is inside. And this has been done by friends and foes through the age. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I stand at the door and knock. Paragraph 17.
Paragraph 17.
But, Jesus will stand at the door and knock. And we will keep him out. We will not open the door. We will just let him knock. And who is more important than Jesus? Tell me who is greater person than he. And here he says, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open, I will come in. So it's an open invitation to any man for him to come in. If you had all the Caesars, all the Hitlers, all the great men and women of the world standing in front of your door, all put together, would nothing like compare with the one that stands at the door daily and knocks at your heart? The Lord Jesus. He wants to come in. He wants to talk to you. You are one of his subjects. You are made in his image. You are a human being that's made in the image of God. And he longs to talk to you. He just doesn't go to the great, the celebrity. He comes to the poor and needy. Any man that would hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and talk to him. Praise the Lord. Jesus at the door, paragraph 21.
But
I want to ask you something. Who is more important than Jesus? Who could be more important? Who is turned away? Who is more turned away than
Jesus?
Kakawanda.
Most of the time.
He's turned away more than anybody ever. Anybody who has ever turned from any door. And he don't want to take nothing from you. Actually, those who want to take something from you, you open the doors for them. The one who doesn't want to take anything, we don't open. When he even wants to bring something for you. And he don't want to take nothing from you. He wants to give you the best thing that you can ever have. Eternal life. And yet he's turned away. He wants to heal you when you are sick. But he's turned away. Oh, how he must feel. You can imagine if you took a parcel to somebody. Somebody you knew very well they are in need. The person that is inside there, they don't have shoes. And I have bought some shoes. I want to give them. And you knock with the shoes. You want to give them. They don't open for you. How do you feel? That's what the prophet is saying. Oh, how he must feel. He wants to help you. And you don't open the door. Praise the Lord. I stand at the door and knock. Paragraph 19.
Paragraph 19.
Oh, you say to me.
Munoti kwandiri.
Then Brother Branham.
Ko Brother Branham.
I different with you right there. Because I have already let him in. Well, that's very good. I'm so happy that you did that. You let him in.
And
then you know what? It seems to be that after you let him at the door, you have got a whole lot of little apartments in your heart. And you will welcome him in the door. Just stand right here. But don't look around over my house. And most of us, we have passed through the stage of letting him in the main door. And we can say we have accepted Jesus into our hearts. And Brother Branham is acknowledging here that most of us have done that. We have welcomed Jesus. He was knocking at the door. The door of your house. But your house has got several rooms now. Praise the Lord. Your house. This house has got many entrances, many rooms inside. In the main room, we have all accepted Jesus. We have been baptized in his name. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But we have only acknowledged him and asked him to come in.
Takango gamuchira tikatenda tikangoti
ngapi. So he is in the foyer of your house. Saivo
vari mufoya yemba yako.
Hallelujah. He is in the foyer of your house.
Vari mufoya yemba yako.
He is not outside.
Havasi panzi.
He is in the foyer.
Vari mufoya.
But he is not inside.
Asa havasi mukati futi.
He is outside of the inner house.
Vari kunze kwemba yamukati.
But he is inside of the outer environment.
Asi vari mukatika kukamuri yese panzi.
And where it matters is for him to get into those little apartments. Praise the Lord. Could you imagine telling the president, the Führer, that he could come in, but he couldn't look over the house? Now, president, you can stand here at the door.
Mr. Hitler.
Is he ED?
Ours is not Hitler,
Mr.
ED.
But don't you look into this closet. Don't you look over here. I have got some little secrets that I don't want you to know about. That's the way we sometimes, we who call ourselves Christians, and we call ourselves Christians, me and you, that's how we treat Jesus. You can step in. Yes, I believe that you are the Son of God. But don't go to meddling in my business. That's the danger line. You got little places in your heart. Little drawers that enter into the little closets in your heart. Christians have those. And many who let Jesus in is not willing to let Jesus have his way. He is not altogether welcome. He is not altogether. He is welcome. But not altogether welcome.
He is,
to some extent, welcome. As if he can mill around and linger around in the foyer there. They look at the pictures there, and the stairs there, and everything. And he doesn't peep into this house. Peeping into my life, then he is welcome. If I come to your house and you welcome me,
now,
you know, if the president were to come to our house, you know, I would first of all open the gate before he comes. The gate, I'm not saying about the door of my house, the gate.
If he is on his way, I open the gate. The gate that is always locked. If I hear the president is coming, then I open the door to the main house. And then I open up all the other rooms so that when he comes, he feels welcome.
Greater, him and Jesus Christ.
Praise
the Lord. If I come to your house and you welcome me, I feel like I'm your brother. And I can go anywhere I want if I'm really welcome. If I come to your house, I feel like if you said welcome in, that means that I'm welcome anywhere in the house. I just go right on through. If I want to lie down a while, I go to the bedroom. If I want to eat a while, I would go to the kitchen. I would feel I would be welcome. Praise the Lord. And this is what we need to do when Jesus, we invite him into our house. He must feel free anywhere in the house. Praise the Lord. I've got my cousin brother. He just went on to be with the Lord. He was a minister in the Methodist. You know, whenever his children got wed, he said the first wedding card, which they write, the first wedding card is to Jesus. They write Jesus and put it there in the house. Then they start inviting every other. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many have done that? You have invited even your enemies. You have invited people who have come even to complain about the food that you gave them. You have invited people who have even given you headaches. But the one who helped you actually. You did not give a card. Praise the Lord. You invite Jesus.
Amen.
When he comes into your house, he must have access even to the main bedroom. Whatever room there is, Jesus must have access. Praise the Lord. Now, and what if you come to my house? Or I to your house, and you say, now you can stand right here, but I don't dare you open that door. Don't you go up in here. I wouldn't be very welcome. Well, that's the way it is today with people who call themselves Christians. You say, oh, I belong to the church. That's good. But you see, the reason there is so much trouble in the church, the reason there is so much confusion in the church, so discontentment in the church, it's not because that Jesus isn't there. That really got me thinking. Even if there's confusion or discontentment or trouble, doesn't mean Jesus is not there. Amen. The boat was being tossed up and down when Jesus was there. It's because that Jesus can't gain access to the places he wants to go. In your program, you put Jesus. In whatever you want to do, consult Jesus
first.
The Bible talks about David. That time when he was coming from a raiding mission with his men, while they were raiding, the enemy was also raiding where he
left.
And when they came to the fort, their women, their children, everything were taken. And the very many that he was with were now confronting him. They were now scolding him. And they really even wanted to manhandle him.
Because
a brother would think about his wife. Think about his children. If you had not called us to go, you know, I would be having my wife here. So was it God who led you to take us to that mission? Now look, our children are gone. And the Bible says David, he encouraged himself in the Lord. David knew about his capacity.
David,
he knew how much of a warrior he was. He downed the Goliath. And he knew these uncircumcised Philistines, they can't stand it before us. And he knew it's not just a question of going. In everything that you do, you must consult the Lord. You must ask the Lord Jesus, should I do this? Should I not do this? Because it's not everything that can be done that you should do. It's not everywhere that it can be gone that you should go. You must ask the Lord. Somebody may be allowed by God to do something. A brother, even for that case, he can be allowed by God to do something. And you are not allowed to do it. So you must ask the Lord. What must I do? You must ask the Lord for guidance. Praise the Lord. We must always seek the will of the Lord. And when David asked the Lord,
David,
he said, shall I pursue? And God said, you can pursue. And you shall recover. There was another incident that he also asked the Lord. I can't recall the event. And he was told, no, don't. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So you need to check with the Lord. Gain access. Jesus can't gain access to the places he wants to go. With those little compartments, we say, oh no, don't touch that. Now you can come in. But oh, that's fine now. I will join the church. But otherwise, let me run my own business. Jesus wants to be the supreme ruler of your being. And the only way that he can bless you is when he becomes your Lord.
The apple burning
Lord is rulership. Ownership.
Muridzi.
Remember, Jesus bought us. He didn't buy part of you.
It's
not a partial redemption. He bought your head, your eyes, your feet, everything. That's why he has got a prescription about how we must dress. How we must speak even, where we must go, what we must drink. He has a prescription. Because he has bought us. In the same way, if you had bought somebody, many of you have got maid servants and men servants. Don't you tell them what to
do?
You feel you have a right of what they should do. You feel you have control. If they do what you don't want, you rebuke them, or you remove part of their salary if you want. Why? Because you feel you have not bought them, but I am employing you. What
people,
if you had now literally bought them? Praise the Lord. If you feel that power over a man servant or a maid servant, what more Jesus, who has bought you with his own blood? How much power and authority should he have? Lordship over you. He must literally put his thoughts, his brains into you. That's why in Philippians they say, have the mind that was in Christ Jesus. The very thoughts, he even wants you to think like he do. He wants you to talk like he does. Because he has bought you. He has redeemed every part of you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he has rulership. He has ownership. Who made you? Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Who has a right to every place in your heart?
Kondiani kwa nikodziro munzvimbo ipi zvayo mumoyo wako?
The creator.
Musiki.
Have no secrets before him.
Iweka haikona kwane zvaunovanza pamberi
pake. Open up your heart.
Zarura moyo wako.
He has full access. In the world, there is what they call freedom of the city, which is conferred to somebody who will have found favor with the city.
Munyikaka, pane inonzi rusununguko reguta runopiwa na meya weguta kune munhu anenge awana favor kuna meya.
Somebody anoudzwa kunzi is the freedom of the city.
Munhu anoudzwa, they are told that you have the freedom of the city.
I don't also understand what, you know, the liberty, the extent of the liberties that they enjoy under that conferment.
And this was the angle kuti kusununguka kwa kunozogumira papi pasi
kupiwa. Now Jesus got the freedom of the heart.
Jesus manjani rusununguko remoyo wese.
Everything that you do,
Jesus anoita.
He has the freedom of the heart.
Ivo ndova ni rusununguko
remoyo. And he should not even ask you.
Havafane kutomba kubvunza.
It's a pity he has to knock.
Zvinonyadzisa ndezvekuti kana kuti zvinosuwisa ndezvekuti anotofana kugogodza.
On the door of a person whom he has redeemed.
Pamukova wemunhu wadzikinura.
Only because he has given you free moral agents.
Nekuda kwekuti hanga ngokupa mukana wekuti unogona kuzvisarudzira wega.
If I knock, right, Jesus in the door, paragraph 22. If I knocked,
kugodza pamusoro wako,
and you would let me in and say, Brother Abraham, come into my house.
What did I mumba mangu?
Oh, I would appreciate that.
Ini ndinozvifarira.
And I would feel at home.
Ndinonzwa kusuti. Ndingada kupinda ndobvisa
bhuku. Lay across the bed.
Wanted
to go to the refrigerator.
Ndoda kuenda kufiri.
Make a big sandwich.
Ndogadzira sandwich.
And eat a few walker.
Ndodya ndonzwa kusuru.
I would just go ahead and make myself. But when Jesus comes in, I want to ask you something. You say to me, God led Jesus in my heart a long time ago. Well, I appreciate that.
That's
very nice. But did you just let escape? Because why
not
the fire escape?
You know what they call a fire escape?
But I work at church.
When you're building the church,
if I remember very well, this side, Abuku.
Up in the boardroom, that side.
From the boardroom.
Yeah.
Escape door.
They said you must put a fire escape door.
The good is when you shut out munotis, I'm chibudani kuku.
That when things go bad, you just rush and find your way
out.
There's also escape doors.
And Brother Branham is saying,
Brother Branham Arguti,
wajinji wedu, they've accepted Jesus.
Most of us.
The fire escape.
Sekuti, kana zunzaoma, ndo jenga na ipapo.
Did you let him?
What now him telling us the manner of dressing and all these other things, he should leave that house. Now you must stand by the door that when the fire starts inside, you can open the door.
Or did you let him in to have full control in your heart to be welcome?
Kana kuti wakamutendera kuti apinde kuti agokwanisa kusununguka
moyo wako. What Isaiah has said.
Rangarira zvakataurwa naIsaiah.
The women.
Madzimai aya.
The seven women.
Madzimai manomwe muna Isaiah.
They went to one man.
Vakaenda kune mumwe murume mumwe chete.
You know, they didn't really love the man.
Vanga vasingatombomude murume uyu.
But wanted is to for them to remove the shame
kuti vabvise nyadzi
of being called is not married.
Sekunze a uyo hana kuwanikwa.
So what they wanted
zvavaida
is the status
vaida chimiro
yekunzi Mrs.
of being addressed as one who is married.
Mrs. Jesus,
my Jesu Christ.
Mrs. Mdiwa, if you want to talk about me.
This is Saunyama, and I'm still talking about Sorobang.
That's what they only wanted.
Those are lying with us.
The neighborhood
where there is events,
you know,
going on.
This council of churches,
the conventions and councils,
you know,
that's going on.
There will be a
This is the wife of Jesus Christ.
But
but now to follow after what comes with being Mrs. Jesus. They are being told how to dress. That is not what they are really into. So they want him to serve. To
to take away the reproach
of being called
of being called a spinster.
Because paanenge ari saka anogona kunga ari ma tinoti small house.
Yeah, they could be those small little houses. One in Kwadzana.
A small house in Glenview.
One is in Glenview.
One is in Budiriro.
One is in Budiriro.
When they
are in Kwadzana, that's the only Maimudiwa known
to be
there. If the people in Kwadzana neighborhood are asked who is Maimudiwa, they can point to her. So she enjoys the privilege of being
Maimudiwa.
One who is in Budiriro
is known
in the Budiriro neighborhood as Maimudiwa.
He
enjoys the privileges of being Maimudiwa.
Amen. But in terms of living by Jesus, in terms of living by Jesus, they don't, well, I can buy my own bread.
I don't want to tenga
buy my own shoes.
Tenga boots.
Buy my own rent.
Rent ndega.
You know, so don't worry.
Saka msanese kana nini.
If it's issues I
don't
do with my upkeep, have to depend on
Jesus. Pana
chero musinga so busy warare kuti brother,
as long as you don't take away the title brother or
sister.
If they call me brother or sister,
you know, at least I have that name.
Which
gives me entitlement among the people. You know, we will eat our own bread. We will wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name. To take our reproach.
The things to do with healing, don't worry about that.
First mutual.
We've got First Mutual, the medical aid.
Simas.
We've got Simas. So don't worry about our health.
Jehovah Jireh, yes.
Jehovah Jireh, wrong.
But well, don't worry. Dine fridge, you know, measure.
I've got a fridge measure.
Profit, whatever, deep freeze or something. It's full of, it's full of meat.
It's yaga zara ni nyama.
12 month supply or 1 month supply.
Ah, mwezi wese unopera tichijika ni nyama.
So, Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh, wongwe, ngape wangwe.
So, don't worry.
Msanetsika nanesu.
We eat our own bread.
Tino jikaku jikaku edu.
We take care of ourselves.
Tino chenge taedu.
As long as I'm called a Christian.
Chero ndichingo nzimu Christu.
Many people will let him in the door.
But
they won't let him be Lord. Lord is ruler, ownership, possessor. People let Jesus in. I don't want to die unsaved. Lord, I don't want to go to the devil's hell. So I will accept you as my personal savior. But when he comes in, can he be Lord over your house? Remember, we are talking of Jesus entering into you. Not you entering into Jesus.
It's
Jesus that we want to enter into us.
Jesus,
who are knocking to enter into him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, Brother Branham is talking of those literal closets that we have. When somebody looks from outside, don't see Jesus outside. And we are all past that stage. Jesus is now in the foyer. He wants to get inside the little compartment. And that's where he's knocking. That's where he wants to gain access. That's where he wants you to open up. Because he has got the antidote. What you need. And he knows what you want. Praise the Lord. He talks of the little doors like pride. He talks of the little doors
you know, many little doors that are inside our heart. And that's where most of us have got problems. Because we don't want to let Jesus into our hearts. Remember, people are not really very interested in seeing Jesus enter into you. You know, when Jesus went into the house of Zacchaeus, there was a memory by people that he has gone into the house of Zacchaeus. Praise the Lord. They were not happy. And they will not be happy when Jesus enters into your heart. When you let Jesus into each and every one of those compartments, a total surrender into him, people will not be happy. They will say, and as much as they said for Zacchaeus, he wants to see in a
picture. He wants to make himself bigger. You see how he dresses. His manner, the way he handles himself.
You know, they are finding fault because you have led Jesus into all those avenues in your life. And they get offended. Praise the Lord. But you are not here to please them. We are not here to, I am not here to please you. Neither are you here to please me. We want to please the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's a community of people who have got the same objective. I want to please Jesus. He wants to please Jesus. He wants to please Jesus. We all want to please Jesus.
Yes,
then we can fellowship. Because we have got the same objective. Then we can fellowship. Because we have the same aim. Praise the Lord. We want the Lord to help us. Amen. You know, when Paul and Silas. When they went to that place where there was that woman who was practicing witchcraft. You know, that woman was not saved. You know, that woman had accepted Jesus, so Jesus was in the foyer. Jesus was not outside. Why? Because she was still practicing witchcraft. And she was going to church. And she was the one who was doing even the greatest amen. Because the Bible says, she would stand up and say, these are the men of God. They tell us the way of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. These are the men of God. When everyone else was sitting and, you know, silent, she was even, you know, upbeat about, you know, praising these men. But she was practicing witchcraft. Jesus was no longer outside. Jesus was now inside here. But Jesus had not entered into those little avenues of
their
life. And Paul was descending and he saw that there's a challenge here. There is a need for this person to be delivered. Jesus must enter into the closet. And when Paul rebuked the demon, and the demon went out, the people who were benefiting by the vices of this woman, then they were not happy.
If you live a life that pleases Jesus
Christ,
you don't do all these nasty things. Them that want gossip, they'll start despising you.
And thereby we will drop out into a higher level of perfection.
Now, what to query at you now? I'm so
romantic.
They start despising you.
It's the same thing which happened to that woman. The woman was delivered from a demon of witchcraft. And the people were not happy. And they took up arms against those people. They went into the magistrates. They started saying everything. These people are teaching us things which are contrary to what we believe. And these men were beaten for doing good. And when you get beaten for doing good, you want the whole world to know that, you know, you've been beaten. People are going to say evil when you do good.
Vanhu vachataura zvakaipa waita zvinhu zvakanaka.
And
you say, now I won't go to that church anymore. These guys were stricken.
Not only were they beaten, they were sent to the marketplace. Beaten publicly.
Then they were taken to the magistrates. Then they were taken to the prison after that.
For doing good.
People are not happy
because the demon is rising.
People were not happy that the demon was cast out.
They were
out.
Not happy that Jesus has entered into one of the secret parlors of this house. And when Jesus enters into one of the secret closets of yours, people, you must rest assured, people will not be happy.
Jesus akapinda makamuri akavanda emoyo wako. Vanhu havafari, unofanira kuziva izvozvo.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And actually, what I like about that incident is when they went into the prison, the guard, took them and put them in the inner cell. All these doors, you know, of the other outer compartments, they were locked, and they were put in the inside. And in there, where it is so difficult to escape, they were then bound, their feet and their hands, Paul and Silas, for doing good. Removing a demon from a person's life. They went to jail for that. And when they were inside, they were happy. And they were singing. With their hands tied. And they were singing. Zvakanzikwa ne the other prisoners.
Until the other prisoners had their
song. Zvakanzikwa ne wese.
And everybody else.
Until the Bible says, the foundations of the prisons were shaken.
Nayo dzitirongo idzi dzakazunguzwa.
The foundations of the prisons were shaken.
Nayo dzijeri dzakazunguzwa.
And the chains fell.
Ngetani dzikawira pasi.
The doors opened.
Masuwa akavhurika.
If
you want the chains of Satan to break loose, what do you do?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Rumbi zamari.
The chains fell.
Getani zakawa.
Manje isitu tuzara chain the pamwe ya wakasungwa ne uro iyo wakasungwa ne chichi.
Talk about spiritual chains.
Literally free hao.
Your hands are literally free.
Manje awa maoko hao cha wanga katosungwa.
Now their hands literally were tight.
Manje. Cheni manje dzecho kwadi dzinonyatsa kuoneka kuti isimbi.
Now the physical chain.
Faith yekuti inodonha cheni ikai. Is almost literally zero. To most of us.
Hazviitike.
But chain yekuti hatakasungwa nemasekamusenzi hachese tinokwanisa kuti haino by faith.
We can say by faith we can overcome.
Ndokubva cheni dzati warawara.
And the chains fell off.
Ndokubva vhura.
And the doors opened.
Amen.
Amen.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake.
So
the foundations of the prison were shaken.
Nayo
and immediately all the doors were opened. And everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awaking out of his sleep. And seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword. And he would have killed himself. Supposing that the prisoners had been fled.
He knew that. So
he wanted to kill himself. Then Paul and Silas, but Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm. For we are all here." An ordinary person.
Munhu ane dzakakwana
apidzwa mujeri
who's been locked up,
is
faultless, and you're bound by the feet and the hands.
And prison, now we had a kuzura.
And you see the prison guard wanting to kill.
You
say God has delivered me. God has heard my prayer.
They will go under to the news. I'm going to be taking you. Marwani Guira.
We have seen the hand of God delivering. Deliverance coming.
Paul do vade zera.
Paul cried with a loud voice.
Please, don't do that.
That?
We are here. We are all here. Then he called for a light. And sprang in. Because he literally could not believe.
Could
a prisoner can have the doors opened and he remains inside? And trembling. Because, you can imagine his situation. And he fell down before Paul and Silas. And brought them out. And
said, what
must I do to be saved?
Where is this taking place?
And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house.
There's
something
that I want you to see.
Normally don't recognize. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. The people who were in his house. Maximum prison era. His house here.
Saka imbaya warden yaigara here muchikurubi.
And he took them the same hour of the night. And washed their stripes. And was baptized. He
baptism.
And all his straight away.
Iye, neve sivare vaki. Chiriporipu.
Mujeri mune baptistry.
Do you think in the jail that there is a baptism pool?
I know tupane waka baptizo manje manje kwa kini swimming pool ku chikurubu.
I know there were some that were baptized recently. There was a swimming pool.
Ordinarily.
Mazomazwaisi.
And when he had brought them into his house.
Pazino ava unza mwimba yaki.
Tatu kumba kwa giga.
They are now in his house.
Mujeri.
No longer in prison.
Tato kumba kwani kwa Jerry in kwa kwa without Jerry Gadariva.
The prison officer. Right there.
And when he had brought them into his house,
Pangawa pin
the he set meat before them.
Akawapa chukujika. Do you think that there is meat in prison?
Ordinarily, the way this is being reported, you know what you know, but up and up.
There is meat here and there.
And he rejoiced, believing in God with all his house.
After all this happened,
this gentleman,
this prison,
this guard,
this
he took Paul and Silas and got out of the prison and went to his house and in their house. My jerga do
Miss Warden made a meal
and the people ate meat.
Wana wakajiga nyama nokujiga.
And the word was preached in the house. And the people believed.
Wana wakatenda.
And when it was day,
you know, China,
the magistrate sent the surgeon saying, let those men go.
Watunga miriri vemadzitari, wakatuma,
wakatuma. And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, the magistrate they have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace.
You know, muchengeti huyu akaudza Paul akati vatongi vatisunungurai vanhu
havaende. But Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly and condemned, being Romans, and they have cast us into prison.
Paul akati vakatirova pachena tisina mhosva tiri varoma.
And now do they thrust us out privately?
Zvino vava kuda kuti tiende
pa. Let them come and fetch us out.
Ivo ngavauye vatiburitse vega.
Saka vapedza kuparidza shoko, vapedza kubhabhatidza, vapedza kudya.
After eating, we want to go back.
And they went back to the jail. And
then they were told to go out. Because we don't want to go out. Why have you beaten us openly?
Praise the Lord. And the surgeon told these words unto the magistrates. And they feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed.
They had to beseech them. Our roommate
believers.
What
end?
When they go into the prison house, they don't want to escape.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So when people. When you let Jesus into all the compartments, don't expect people will love you. But that's where total redemption is happening. When Jesus gains full access into your heart, He knows everything about you. You have no secret things that you hide from Him. Your life is like a mirror. It's a see-through glass where you can see from this end to the other end. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, then He can't be your Lord. He has got to get access to every room. Every compartment, every little secret things of your life, he has got to have access to every bit of it. Then he becomes Lord. What does he come in your heart for?
He's
to be your Lord. He's knocking at the door to be your Savior. And if you hold selfishness and pride and malice and all these things in your heart, he can't be Lord. Though you accept him in, he can't be Lord. Then there is another little door in the heart I like to be speaking of. That's the little door of faith. Well, let me just skip about that one. Now, you are invited. I stand at the door and knock. Paragraph 75. Now, you are invited as we are singing. If God is knocking at your heart, to let you open up your heart to see His presence, to enjoy the blessings of Him being your Lord, your ruler, won't you just forget that you are in this old tabernacle and come up here to the throne of His grace and kneel down by these other weeping people and open up your heart so that He can open your understanding that you will be His child and save Him. Once more we sing the last verse of this song, you are invited. You are inviting people, Brother Branham, at that time. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
1 Chronicles 18, I'm just winding now. 1 Chronicles 13, verse 11. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. Wherefore, that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. I remember Brother Kutani one time interpreting that it means Perez Uzzah. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God to me? So David brought not the ark home to himself, to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months.
Obed-Edom
opened his house.
Obed-Edom akavura musha wake.
David closed his house.
Davida akavara musha.
I said, no.
Akati kwete.
I don't want the ark of the Lord to come if these are the consequences of not living right,
areka ichipedza vanhu sezvaita uza, hai waina ndide.
Let it go and finish.
Gaiende inopedza hayo Obed-Edom.
Obed-Edom. But Obed-Edom,
as Obed-Edom,
he opened his house.
Akazarura musha wake.
He opened his heart.
Akazarura moyo wake
to the word of the Lord.
Kushokora Mwari.
And when he did that,
Pakadaro,
God,
Mwari,
blessed the house of Obed-Edom.
Vakaropafadza musha
waObed-Edom. And all that he had. So when you open your house,
iwe ukazarura musha,
and you open the various secrets,
ukazarura zvakavanzika
zvako, you are only unleashing untold blessings.
Iwewe uri kutupfunura maropafadzo
asikazikanwa. We are the ones who are holding the blessings of God upon our lives. When we close the various doors, we are closing ourselves. You think you are closing against Jesus, but you are closing against yourself. Amen. Because
Amen.
The one who will suffer is you. Amen. So you need to open the heart and allow God, the Lord Jesus, to enter into the heart. And when he does that, he will bless. He will bless abundantly. Praise the Lord. The message to the Laodicean Church, paragraph 31. Now, we need to let him in. When he comes in, worship him. And said, come in, Lord. Be my Savior. Be my God. Be my ruler. Be my healer. Be all that I want to know in life. Be. Be my Lord. Take everything that I have got,
Lord,
and rule it. Take my emotions. I will not get ashamed anymore. Take my pride. Stand in the door and clothe me, Lord, with your word. Going to see a revival start then. Stand in my private life.
Lord,
make me what you would want me to be. Let me know. Now, let me not take my own thoughts, but yours.
God,
lead me, O Lord. He will never take you from the way. He will keep you right in his way. Not because the Baptists do it. The Pentecost do it.
The Presbyterian.
But because God's word says so. You believe it. Amen. Door to the heart. Paragraph 31. But if you let Jesus come into your heart, open that door, he will make you a different creature.
Amen.
He will do it. You said, I can't quit smoking. Brother, I smoked all my life. Let Jesus in there one time. See what takes place. There will be something so much greater that you will never desire another smoke. You see it on the television and to be popular. Get out of it. Amen. So it's upon every believer. In Shona they say, "Apana inofurira iwete."
In Shona it says you do that, or you, it's something that's individually done.
Yes, I can't make your life right for you.
I can't
open the doors of your heart.
You
can't open the doors of my heart. Everyone has got a responsibility. The Bible does not say he's knocking on the doors of the church. He's knocking at the doors of an individual. He wants to enter into every heart. He wants to rule from each heart.
And
once we open our hearts,
isu patinenge tazarura moyo wedu,
and he has full access,
iwo wokwanisa kupinda zvizere
into our heart,
mumoyo wedu,
then we really enjoy the benefits of being a son and a daughter of God.
Tinozofarira maropafadzo ekuva vanakomana nevanasikana vamwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We want Jesus to have full access.
Isu tinoda kuti Jesu ave nerusununguko ruzere.
It should not be said about us.
Hazvifani kunge zvichinzi pamusoro
pedu. It should not be said about you.
Hazvifani kudaro kana kutaura pamusoro pako.
That Jesus is still knocking.
Jesu achiri kugogodza.
He is still pleading.
Vachiri kukumbira
with you.
Kukumbira iwewe.
That he wants to help you.
Vada kubatsira.
He wants to assist you.
Vada kubatsira iwewe.
It's us who actually were supposed to be knocking at his door.
Isu ndisu tinofanira kunge tanga tiri kugogodza pamusoro.
That's the fairest. I think that would have been the fairest thing.
I and one of my hands and he said, "Dai zvanga zvakadaro."
It's us who are in need.
Tisu
it's him who can provide. We should be pleading to him. To come to let us into him. Not that he is pleading, knocking at our hearts. He paid a debt that he did not owe. He owed a debt
that
he could not pay. And we should be grateful for him to gain access into our hearts. Then we become full Christians. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
May
the good Lord bless you.